Track 36.
I was recently in charge of a government-funded study looking into the impact that prison sentences have on criminals. For our study, we found 96 pairs of convicted burglars and 406 pairs of offenders who had been charged with assault. One member of each pair had been given a prison sentence for their crimes, while the other had received some form of non-custodial penalty. The offenders involved were exactly matched according to the type of offence they had committed, their prior prison experience, and the number of prior appearances in court they had had. The findings of our study were interesting. Our research team found that offenders who were given a prison sentence were slightly more likely to re-offend than those who did not go to jail. In fact, these results are consistent with a growing body of evidence suggesting that prison either does nothing to deter offenders or actually increases the risk of re-offending. In other words, prisons may help to increase criminal activity. So, what should we conclude from this? Well, it doesn't mean we should abandon our prisons altogether and set all the prisoners free. Far from it. A prison sentence can be justified on other grounds. For example, the majority of us would agree that criminals, especially dangerous ones, should be punished. But what this study does seem to indicate is that sending people convicted of relatively minor offences to prison is no more effective in changing their behaviour than sentencing them to some form of community service.